person of interest captured. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Highland Park, Illinois, Police Chief Lou Jugman announcing they've captured 22-year-old Bobby Cremo. He'd been named as a person of interest in Monday's deadly shooting at the city's Independence Day parade. His arrest following a car chase.
Ultimately, they were able to get the subject stopped at Wesley and 41 in Lake Forest. The subject was taken into custody without incident.
Fox's Gernal Scott.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker made a promise to the people of Highland Park and the state.
This murderer will be brought to justice.
Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth talked about the shooting in the context of gun safety legislation just passed.
We have seen that we can't just stop there. We have to do more to keep our community safe.
Her suggestion of banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines are ideas that have been opposed by many Republicans in Congress.
In Monday's shooting, six people were killed. Doctors now say as many as 30 were injured, including children. The gunfire came from a rooftop overlooking the parade, where police later found a rifle abandoned. Cremo is a musician who posts his work online under the name Awake the Rapper. Late last year, he posted a clip including drawings of a man aiming a rifle at another person, and the lyric, "I just need to do it. It is my destiny. Nothing can stop me, not even myself." President Biden, who in a published statement expressed shock at the shootings, said in his July 4th address he still believes the country's best days are ahead.
"That's how I see America on July the 4th, as big and a big-hearted place where we debate and disagree, yet we're united by a love of country."
The president and the first lady hosting military families for a barbecue at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Despite the holiday, a ruling Monday in one of the lawsuits spawned by the opioid crisis.
A federal judge issued a ruling in favor of AmerisourceBergen Drug Company, Cardinal Health, and McKesson Corporation. The three were the focus of a $2.5 billion lawsuit by Cobble County and the city of Huntington, West Virginia. The companies accused of sending a tsunami of prescription pills into the community with disregard for public health. The companies blamed an increase in prescriptions written by doctors. The judge said he understood the opioid crisis had taken a considerable toll, but said cases like these must be decided not based on sympathy, but on the facts and the law. Till NATO, Fox News.
Flags in Kentucky will be lowered to half staff in the morning in honor of the three police officers who died in Floyd County last week, ambushed when they tried to serve a domestic abuse warrant. The suspect was later captured and now faces three murder charges. More demonstrations in Akron, Ohio, where police last week shot and killed a 25-year-old black man during a foot chase. Jalen Walker shot as many as 60 times by eight police officers. Forget the rumors. The Pope says he is not planning on stepping down anytime soon.
Francis put rumors about his imminent resignation to rest. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, he said the thought hadn't even crossed his mind, though he did add that if he reaches the point where he can no longer carry out his duties, he would step down, and said Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI had done the church a service by setting this modern-day precedent. The Pope spoke about his health, laughed off a question about him having cancer, saying his doctors hadn't told him about that. And after that, he said there is a chance he'll go to Ukraine. Pope Francis said he'd like to go to Moscow first and talk to President Putin in the interests of promoting peace. But so far, the Kremlin has not extended an invitation.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.